are grateful and thankful for bringing us again to enjoy your presence and to be taught in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Right, so just before we took the break, we were looking at the different types or dimensions of strength there is. Amen. Because in life, it is your strength that determines your victory. Is that not so? Yes, strength determines your victory. The Bible says that when a strong man keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. When a strong man, when you are strong, it's like everything that you have, do you understand? Including your ministry, your calling, is in peace. Luke 11:21. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. So you cannot afford to be a weak man. Because when you are weak, anything God has given to you, the enemy will come and get it, will take it from you. He's a thief. That's why he's called a thief. And thieves are always looking for an opportunity to take what is not theirs. Do you get it? And even if he cannot steal or take away from you, he wants to destroy it. Satan is a destroyer. So you need to be a strong man, armed, so that your palace will be in safety. And then your goods will also be in, at peace. Verse 22. But when a stronger than him cometh. So this scripture means two things. First of all, you have to be strong to keep your palace safe and to keep your goods at peace. Do you get it? And then number two, you have to also be stronger than the enemy. Because Satan has some strength. When they hear someone say the devil is weak, it's not true. I also hear people say that, oh, the devil is powerless. It's not true. He is strong, but you must be stronger than him. Because if you are stronger than him, then your palace will be at peace and your goods will also be at peace. And then number two, if he took something that belongs to you, you can go back to him and get it back. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, change the version, change the version. It's coming. Okay, give us 21, 22. Says, hello. Hello. Quickly. This guy, when we come from break, I think they eat a lot, so when they come. When a strong man is fully armed and guards his palace, his possessions are safe. Your possessions are what?
Safe.
Your possessions are safe. Verse 22. His possessions are safe until someone even stronger attacks and overpowers him. Someone even stronger. Do you see? So if you are not stronger than the devil, you can't overpower him and strip him of his weapons and carries off his belongings. So strength is very much needed in this fight. Amen.
Amen.
And as a young person, or as a young person, you have to believe that you have what it takes to overpower the devil, overpower the enemy, overpower Satan and his kingdom, so that you can have peace to serve God. You will be able to carry out your mission and your assignment from God. And that is the part that makes you beautiful and glorious. Do you see? So go back to Proverbs 20, verse 29. The glory of the young is their strength. The glory of the young is their strength. Young people are strong. Yes. That's why in every army, it's young people they look for. Not older people. It's young people. People can walk for 3 days carrying weapons and heavy bags and suitcases or whatever they call it, backpacks. What's the age bracket to be enlisted in the army in England? 16 years. So can you imagine? 16 years. They are asking you to come and join the army. Because they know that the glory of the young is their strength. When you are young, that's why you are strong. And unfortunately, many of us, even though we are young, we are very weak. That's why I'm taking my time to explain to you, because you have to be strong. And strength is in different dimensions. So I've spoken to you about spiritual strength. How many are going to be spiritually strong? Okay. So now let me talk to you about physical strength. All right? We have 6 more to go. I'm just hoping I'll be able to finish. I should take my time. All right, I'll take my time because I need you to get it. You are going to get it, all right? Satan is going to be afraid of you. You are going to be stronger than him. And you are going to be strong in every dimension of strength. Yes. You know, sometimes you can be strong physically, but you are strong, you are weak spiritually. Yes. Some people too can be very strong spiritually, but they are weak physically. It's not good. What is the use of being strong spiritually and then physically you are dull, you are timid, you are lazy, you can't rise, you are always sleeping, you can't go for evangelism, or you are always sick? So in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10, he says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do it with all thy might, physically, do it with every strength within you. Because there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whether thou goest. So God expects you to be physically strong and use your physical strength, your might, to do everything that you can do. And young people are strong physically. Is it not true? Yes. Young people are strong physically. Iron Mike Tyson was the heavyweight boxer champion of the world when he was 18 years old, 19 years old, 21 years old. He was sharp. Give you one uppercut, lower cut, you are down. And was beating all the grown-ups. And when he became grown-up, small boys were also beating him. Because the younger you are, the more physical or stronger you are physically. Yes. So when I see a young person who is behaving as though he's 50-something years, I don't get it. I don't get it. You are a young man. You are always tired. You're looking tired. Looking timid. I don't get it. Because you are supposed to show a lot of might and strength. not tiredness. You sit there, you are yawning. Yawning. You can't dance in church. You can't dance. You can't join the dancing stars. The dancing stars, they dance with energy. Yes. That's why the dancers, I don't see grown-ups joining them. You cannot dance because you need a lot of physical strength to dance for 3 minutes and dance another song for another 3 minutes and do another one for another 5 minutes and then do another one for another 7 minutes. It's not a small thing. Yes. One day I formed a dancing star with grown-ups. I realized that if I don't think I was going to kill somebody in the church. I said, no. Yes. So young people are strong physically. Yes. Strong physically. So physical strength, all right, is the deployment of maximum effort and energy and ability in pursuit of your life goal and ambition. Yes. You deploy every effort within you. Energy. Every ability within you. You have deployed it in pursuit of your ministry, your calling, your life goal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Physical strength is a situation of not holding back at all. You are holding nothing back. You are going all out. All out. And for this, I'm going all out. Yes. It's a situation of stretching yourself to reach your potential. It's that this is what I want to do. I will stretch myself to get to that place. That's physical strength. Physical strength is allergy to laziness and addiction to diligence. Allergy to laziness. And addiction to what? Diligence. That's physical strength. You are allergic to laziness. Laziness is not one of the things that can be associated with you. You are hard. You are diligent. Very diligent. You don't have any excuse. You don't allow room for excuses. Those of you are full of excuses. Excuses is the food of lazy people. Lazy people are always making excuses. Bible said the lazy man says that there's a lion on the street. When did you see a lion on the street? You're always making excuses. So you see young people who are supposed to exhibit strength, physical strength, always making excuses. I cannot come. It's far. It's this. It's that. It's that. It's a sign that you are weak even physically. Be allergic to laziness, all right? Yes. Don't say, I feel lazy. The slothful man said, there's a lion without, and I shall be slain in the street. Serious. There's no lion. Those of you are phlegmatics. Phlegmatics are easily tired. They will choose sleep over work. Yes, they always need to be motivated. They are good friends to their bed. Now, those of you are phlegmatics. All right? Your natural tendency is to be lazy. Naturally, if you leave your body, if you leave yourself, it wants to relax. It wants to be comfortable. It doesn't want pressure. It doesn't want to run. It wants to walk. The phlegmatic say, why should I run when I can walk? They don't want any stress. They want easy life. But the way life is, the ground is cursed. And God said, until you sweat, you will not eat. You will not make it. The ground we are on, that's how the world has become. It's cursed. It's cursed for us to work hard before things can work. And especially in ministry, if you are lazy, you can't do ministry. There's no place for a lazy man in the kingdom of God. You have to be strong physically and exert a lot of effort and energy and be allergic to laziness and be addicted to diligence. What is diligence? Do you know the meaning of diligence? All right, Mr. Screamman, do us a favor and tell us what is diligence. Diligence. Screen man, please move here. Careful and persistent work or efforts. Careful and persistent work or efforts. Persistent work and effort. Yes. But the rare definition is a consistent effort to overcome a problem in order to achieve something great. Consistent effort or persistent effort to overcome a problem in order to achieve something great. So you want to achieve something great, you have to be persistent. You want to fulfill your ministry, you have to be persistent to overcome problems, because you are going to meet problems. But phlegmatic person, when he meets a problem, he lies prostrate. He bows to the problem. He bows to the problem. Yes. You want to do ministry, you're going to face many mountains, many challenges, many difficulties. Getting a meeting place is difficult. Do you understand? Getting a venue, you have to work hard, move around. Do so many things physically. Going around looking for a place, negotiating. It's a lot of hard work. Yes. Church work is hard. Ministry is hard. Dr. Steve was telling me, he said that it's harder than medicine. Yeah, he's a gynecologist. He said that ministry is far harder than medicine. And medicine is very hard. Few people can handle medicine. And he said, ministry is far. He's doing both. He has done medicine now. He's actively full-time minister. Ministry is far harder. So when you are lazy, please, you have come into the wrong job. So many of you, God has called you, but because you lack physical strength, you are not getting results. And it's as though God has not called you. It's like as though God called this brother, but not you. And it's because you lack physical strength. You are not allergic to laziness. And you are not addicted to diligence. You are not an overcomer. Why did God say that he that overcometh? It means that there are problems, there are mountains, there are difficulties, there are rivers to cross. You have to learn to overcome things. Yes. And many things need physical strength. Physical strength. You see, this morning, prophet has led flow prayer from 4:30 in Ghana. 8 hours. He led at we closed, but he was continuing. For 8 hours at the age of 62. Physical strength. And then you pray for, you can't even stand on your feet for 1 hour. You can't stand on your feet for 1 hour. And you're always tired at your age. You're only 20 years, you're always tired. You cannot easily be tired at this age. Tiredness is the age of old people, not young people. Tell your neighbor, you cannot say you are tired. You are too young to be tired. Yes. You need a lot of energy, 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 energy. It is energy that sustains destiny. I said it is energy that sustains what? Destiny. When you lack energy, you're about to break and fall and end and not accomplish what God has said before you. You need a lot of energy to serve God and to do ministry. Hallelujah. Don't sleep as though you are rehearsing to die. When you see someone who sleeps a lot, ask the person, are you rehearsing to die? I don't get it. Right? Sound people, give me a little bit volume, okay? I'm screaming. I can't hear myself. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Now, physical strength is the ability to operate in the extra mile principle. The ability to pray the extra mile principle. Do you know the extra mile principle? Do you want to know the extra mile principle? Do you think I should tell you or you don't want to know? All right, I'll tell you. Matthew 5:41. NLT. Never forget the principle. It's a very important principle. If a soldier demands that you carry his gear for a mile, carry it 2 miles. Jesus, these are the words of Jesus. If a soldier says carry his gear for 1 mile, when you get to the 1 mile, say, I want to do 1 more mile. That's the principle of the extra mile. Change the version. If someone takes unfair advantage of you, use occasion to practice a servant life. We don't want this one. NASB. Americano. Or NIV, any of them. Hello. Whoever forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2. That's the principle of the extra mile. Do more than what is required. That's what the principle says. Jesus is saying that do what is more than required. Do what is more than required. And you need physical strength to do that. So physical strength is the ability to operate in the extra mile principle, which says that do more than what is required. So you're a student. Maybe your aim is to have a first degree. Do more than what is required. Do have masters. It will make a big difference. Or PhD. Is that do more than what is required. They want you to go 1 mile. Go 2 miles. They want you to pray for 1 hour. Pray for 2 hours. They want you to pray for 3 hours. Pray for 5 hours. They want you to fast for 24 hours. Fast for 72 hours. When your pastor says that we are fasting for 24 hours, you say, I will do an extra, I will go extra mile. I will add more 1 day or 2 days to it. Yes. It's that you go to the gym. We all start the same day. We are all lifting for 1 hour. After 1 hour, it's over. But the person with the prince of the extra mile will say, I will do 1 more hour. Which of them will look stronger and will build up early? Extra mile. And that's the principle that Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi have used to be on top of their game. The footballers, they talk about Cristiano Ronaldo. Training start at 8. You'll be there by 6. Before they come, he has trained for 2 hours already. Yes, David Beckham, the same thing. They close playing sessions. He will stay and practice free kick. As everybody is going home, he's just there practicing free kicks, kicking 100 balls. Yes. Extra mile. That's what Cristiano Ronaldo is. He's being paid $7 million a week. $7 million a week. A week. Yes. And he's 40 years old. Because he's always training, gymming, practicing, walking. So you see his body as though he's 25 years old. Amen.
Amen.
And in the Bible, you see different people who operated with the principle of the extra mile. One of them is called David. Do you know David? David was that little boy who was sent to go and deliver food to his brothers in the army. He had just gone to give them food. But when he got there, he realized that people were running all over the place. Running helter-skelter. Some were falling and some are sorting, stampeding them on themselves. So David asked a question. He said, what is going on in town? What is happening? Then they told him that, why? You are not in the city? He said, yeah, I'm a bush boy. I'm kept at the backside of the desert. I don't know what is happening. He said, well, there's this guy called Goliath. Goliath. The champion of the Philistines. Goliath by name. Out of the armies of the Philistines. And spoke according to the same words. And David heard them. David said, I was sent to come and deliver food, but I'm going to go the extra mile. I'm going to deal with this guy. You know, there are some people who say, me ask for me, I'm asked to do only this. So that's all that I'm doing, I'll go home. Some of you, where you work, they say you close at 2. Exactly 2, you are out. You will not allow even 1 minute to pass. Two time conscious. Yes. So as he was talking to the people, then Goliath showed up and he started talking. David looked at him, who is this uncircumcised Philistines? Who has come to defy the armies of Israel? How dare this guy? Then his brother said, you small boy, go home. You are a very naughty boy. And Bible says, David turned away from him. You should turn away from people who criticize you and speak against you and don't encourage you. So he turned away from his brother. And he went and found out that apparently the king has said that anybody who will be able to deal with this guy, 3 things will happen. He will become the son-in-law of the king. Number two, he will be enriched with a lot of money, riches. Number three, his family will not pay tax. Are there some families in England who don't pay taxes? There's no family like that. Everybody pay, even the royal family pay.
I don't know for them.
You don't know for them. So can you imagine that they tell you that if you kill Goliath, you never pay taxes in England? That's a lot of money. But all the men in the city were not encouraged. They were timid people. Phlegmatic people in the army. But when David heard it, he was charged. He said, take me to the king. I'm going to deal with this guy. Yes. He took on the challenge. That's the principle of the extra mile. Yes. He was sent to just go and give food, but he decided to go further and fight to bring deliverance to the whole city. And when he met King Saul, Saul said, brother, how old are you? He said, I'm almost 17 years. He said, you are but a youth. He has been a man of war from his youth. Just go home and eat some food, okay? David said, no, sir, you may not know me, but let me show you my CV. Yes. When you're applying for a job, don't you show your CV? So look at it. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear. First, let's deal with a lion first. A lion. And took a lamb out of the flock. And he was running away. And I went after the lion. And I took the lamb out of his mouth. And when he turned against me, I held him by the beard. And I smote him. And I slew him. Saul said, what? You did that? I've not finished. At that time, there came a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And that one too, I went after the bear. And I took the lamb from his mouth. And when he turned against me, I also held him by the beard. And I slew him. And he said, both the lion and the bear, I killed them. This uncircumcised Philistine, he would die as one of them. I mean, if you were a king, so what would you do? Straight away, the job is you. The job is yours. Yes. The job is yours. The job is yours. Then he went to face Goliath. When Goliath saw him, the Bible says, he disdained him because he was but a youth and he was rabbi. I mean, very handsome guy. Young, handsome, good-looking, small boy. He felt pity for him. He said, it's you that they have sent you to come in. And what are you holding? Stones. Sling it. Do you think I'm a bird? You are not serious. Children like playing games. David looked at him and said, you are coming against me with a spear, with a shield. Hey, are you serious? Look at David, the way he's speaking on. This is a man who was spiritually strong. Bible said the righteous is as bold as a lion. Yes. You are coming against me with a spear, with a shield, and with a sword. But I'm coming against you in the name of the Lord God of Israel. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and he's saved. And we all know the story. David finished this guy, cut off his head. One time. After that, the women in the city composed a song for David. Saul has killed 1,000. David has killed 10,000. Saul has killed 1,000. Saul has killed 1,000. David has killed 10,000. Saul has killed 1,000. David has killed 10,000. Saul has killed 1,000. David has killed 1,000. Saul has killed 1,000. David has killed 10,000. Saul has killed 10,000. 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 National hero. He applied the principle of the extra mile. He said, go and give food. I gave the food, but I decided to go on and fight for the Lord and for the Lord's people. Yes. The principle of the extra mile will always bring promotion to your life. Yes. It will always bring promotion. Yes. The principle of the extra mile. It was the principle of the extra mile that made Rebecca to find a nice husband. Rebecca, who got married to Isaac. Isaac was a promised child, an anointed boy, brother. But he had a problem. He was timid. He couldn't propose to a lady. He couldn't tell a lady that I like you, baby. Huh? He couldn't tell a lady that I like you. I will marry you and I will take you home. And his father was very worried. His father Abraham was very worried. He knew he was dying and he was waiting to be a grandfather. But Isaac would not make any attempt. He has never presented any beloved to him. He has never shown interest in any girl. So Abraham decided to call one of his servants, his elder, his senior servants in the house. He was called Eliezer. Yes. Genesis 24, you see, Bible says, and Abraham was old and well stricken in age, verse 1, and the Lord had blessed him in all things. He was old and God has blessed him in all things. The only problem he had was that his son was not married and he didn't have a grandchild. So he immediately called his eldest servant and said, listen, I'm begging you, go and look for a wife for my son. Yes. So he told Eliezer. Eliezer said, yes, boss. I'll do my best. But Eliezer was a prayerful guy. So he prayed a prayer, which is a good prayer you must all pray about. Genesis chapter 24, verse 12. He prayed a prayer. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, send me good speed. Say, good speed. Yes. Those of you who are believing God for marriage and you don't have anybody, this is a prayer you must pray. Send me good speed. Maybe that job is delayed. Say, send me good speed. I'm showing you a good prayer topic to pray. Yes, send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. So send me good speed. Send me good speed. Show me kindness. Send me good speed. He's going to look for a wife and he doesn't want to take 1 month, 2 months. Verse 13. Behold, I stand here by the well. Listen on. I stand here by the well of water. And the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. She went and stood by the well of water. And they say, usually the well was always outside the city. Do you understand? Yes. So he said that, I know women are going to fetch water. So as they come, the woman that will come and I will ask for water to drink, I will say, please, can you help me with some water to drink? And she will say, please, take water and then take some for your horses or your camels. Extra mile. I will ask for water for myself. But the woman who will go the extra mile and say, I will give you water and then also to your camel, that will be the wife. That will be the one that's a sign that this is the one to marry. But I like verse 14. The Bible says, behold, and it came to pass that the damsel whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee that I may drink. And she said, drink, and I'll give thy camel also. Let same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. Verse 15. Bible says, when he has finished speaking or ended speaking, behold, Rebecca came forth. God has answered the prayer already. It came to pass that before he has done speaking, that behold, Rebecca did what? Came out. Your Rebecca will come out. Yes. Good speed. Yes, good speed. That's why you have to pray. Believe in prayer. Prayer works. Prayer changes things. Yes. Before he finished speaking, Rebecca has already shown her face. Divine speed. Receive divine speed in your life. May all your expectations never be delayed. Verse 16. And the damsel was very fair, a virgin. Neither had any man known her. Remember yesterday, if she is a virgin, if she is a war, beautiful. We shall build upon her silver of palace. Or palace of silver. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. Okay? 17. And the servant ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray, madam, drink a little water of thy pitcher. Can you give me a little water, please? Those of you who are not kind. Those of you sisters who are not hospitable. Brothers, don't marry a lady who is not hospitable. When you visit her, she doesn't serve you with juice. She doesn't compel you to sit down so that she will organize some rice and chicken for you. It's a wake up call. A woman must be hospitable. Sister, do you understand? You must be hospitable. And you must be domestic or domesticated. Yes. Yes. Some of you, when we even look at your nails, it's a sign that you don't cook. Your nails are so long. How can you cut onions And how can you cut tomatoes? Stop it, stop it. So as you are trying to be Lavadoza, sister, be looking at her nails. If it's too long, it's a major sign that she doesn't cook, shan't cook, and won't cook. Yes. You are 17-year-old girl, you don't know how to fry chicken. You don't know how to fry eggs. You don't know how to do omelets. You don't know how to do scrambled eggs. What is left of you? You don't know how to bake cake. As the nearest sister standing by you, do you know how to bake cake? Do you know how to do samosa? Do you know how to do spring rolls? Do you know how to cook chicken Alfredo? Do you know how to prepare beef tacos? Do you know how to prepare pizza? Serious. So now look at verse 19. Look at verse 19. Bible said, and when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camel also until they have done drinking. Say, extra mile. Yes. Yes. That's how Rebecca was chosen to be a wife to a great man called Isaac. She operated with the principle of the extra mile. Yes. Do more than what is demanded. Do more than what is required. Apply it. Go the extra mile. But you see, when you are lazy, you won't do the extra mile. That's why I said physical strength is the ability to operate the extra mile principle. You don't say, I'm tired. Do more than is required. I have energy to do more. Yes. It comes with a blessing. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Another example of somebody who operated with the principle of the extra mile is Joseph. Remember Joseph? Yes. Joseph was a prisoner. And the one day King Pharaoh had a dream. And he didn't understand the meaning of the dream. So he was told that there was a boy, a little guy in prison who knows the interpretation of dreams. He can interpret dreams. So he went and interpreted a dream for Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. His work was just go and interpret. He said, I have a dream, I don't understand. But when he interpreted a dream, instead of just walking away, he also gave the meaning of the dream. And not only did he give the meaning of the dream, he also gave the solutions to the dream. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. Oh, we are going too fast. The dream of Pharaoh is one. God has showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. Continue, let's go. The seven good kings are 7 years, And the 7 good years are 7 years. The dream is one. And the 17 and ill favor can that change the version. This king can. Change the version. This king and all the. The 7 skin, the 17 scrawny cows that came up later, and the 17 heads of grain withered by the east wind represents 7 years of famine. 7 years of famine. Do you see? This will happen just as I have described. God has revealed to Pharaoh in advance what he is about to do. Continue. The next 7 years will be a period of great prosperity throughout the land of Egypt. But afterward, there will be 7 years of famine, so great that all the prosperity will be forgotten in Egypt. Famine will destroy the land. This famine will be so severe that even the memory of the good years will be erased. As for having 2 similar dreams, it means that these events have been decreed by God, and he will soon make them happen. Therefore, Pharaoh should find an intelligent and wise man and put him in charge of the entire land. And look at what Pharaoh said. And Pharaoh should appoint supervisors over the land and let them collect 1/5 of all the crops during the 7 good years. You see, now he's giving him solutions. Have them gather. He was asked to only come and interpret dreams. Now he's giving solutions. He's giving interpretation, and he's also giving solutions. Have them gather all the food produced in the good years that are just ahead and bring it to Pharaoh's storehouse. Store it away and guard it so there'll be food in the cities. Next, that way there'll be enough to eat when the 7 years of famine come to the land of Egypt. Otherwise, this famine will destroy the land. Joseph's suggestions were received by Pharaoh and his officials. So Pharaoh asked his officials, can we find anyone else like this man, so obviously filled with the Spirit of God? Yes. Somebody would have just interpreted a dream and left. But he went the extra mile and gave explanation and solution. He offered solution to the problem. Suddenly he said, if you are the solution giver, then you should be the second in command. When I'm not there, you are there. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, since God has revealed the meaning of the dreams to you, clearly no one is as intelligent or wise as you are. You will be in charge of my court, and all my people will take orders from you. Only I, sitting on my throne, will have a rank higher than yours. That's there. Principle of the extra mile. Do what is required and you gain promotion. Yes. Amen. Apply it in your endeavor. Yes. Let your boss see that you're a hard worker. He knows that, yes, we are closing at 3. He will come and find you at 3:30. You are still in the office. So, are you not going home? So, Lord, a lot of things to do. I want to finish 1 or 2 things before I go home. He'll be saying, wow. Before everybody, he's promoting you to be the manager of the company. Wow. Because that's a sign that you have the company at heart. You are working as though the company belongs to you. You are not just looking for money, but you are interested to get the company to keep going and to do well. Yes. But lazy people are conscious of time. I gotta go. I gotta go. Daddy, don't go. Gotta go. So that's physical strength.